Hey guys, Emily here at Shiny Sparkly Badass, and we have been talking about saying yes, and I'm going to jump back into saying yes and how fulfilling and releasing it can be to say yes to fun. It's something that I found as an adult. I got a little disconnected from my fun, and there are certain things you think are fun but might actually be obligations. Like, you know, I love going out with my friends, but there's times you just don't feel like going out. And you just don't, and you do it anyway. And it always fills you up to see your friends, but that might be your only fun. But having something uniquely for you, not just a hobby, but something that is fun, that really lights you up. And I think this is one of the things that entrepreneurs are so great at, which is why I'm loving my entrepreneur tribe, because they do things every day for a living that they enjoy. Sure, there's things that we don't like. Sure, there are things in our businesses that we're like, eh, I don't love doing that. But generally, there are a lot of things that are a lot of fun that we really enjoy. But even going beyond, hey, I have fun and I enjoy doing what I do to make money, where is the real silly play fun in your life? Do you take time to play? And if you have kids, it might be like, yeah, well, I play with my kids. Okay, playing with your kids is awesome, but do you take time to play for you? Are you on the monkey bars at the playground too because it's fun? Are you taking time to find something that is really play for you? And I had gotten a call that I'm going to play for you in just a moment about the Pokemon card game. I had talked about going down to the World Championships with my kids and just having a lot of fun playing Pokemon Go, which is not the only game that I play for fun. I love gaming, and I pretty much gamify my life in more ways than one. So I just wanted to find out what else you guys do to bring in that pure, silly, playful fun. For me, not only do I enjoy Pokemon, and truth be told, I am not as good at the Pokemon card game as I could be. I am not great at math on demand. So trying to subtract attacks and stuff, and it can be a little challenging. But I really enjoy playing Pokemon the video game with my son. We play right now, Sun and Moon is what we're playing on our Nintendo DS's. I love the Nintendo Switch. It has made gaming really accessible, but has brought back a lot of my childhood memories. I've been playing Zelda whenever I get a chance. It is a stunning game. It is so much fun. But I also like kind of more hardcore gaming on the PlayStation. I used to computer game a lot. I do not currently have a computer gaming tower, but that might be in my future too. So most of my games are digital. I enjoy a rousing game of Uno with my kids like anybody else does, but I am not a huge, huge card game person, and I will tell you why after this.
What's up, shiny, sparkly badass? Just wanted to say thank you for favoriting my station and look forward to hearing some new content from you. And it's really cool that you talk about playing card games, and I'm curious if you play any other card games other than Pokemon. Thanks.
So I used to play more card games. I played a lot of Hearts in high school with the guys on my water polo team. But once again, I find that my in-brain ability to do math is a limiting factor for a lot of card games. And as I got more and more stubborn and type A in my personality, I found it very embarrassing that I couldn't keep up. Yeah, I have a few learning disabilities, and I recently found that I have a visual processing disorder, and correcting that has definitely helped, but I never really found a way to do math that made sense for me. So I had a very hard time with card games and was often embarrassed and frustrated by them. And I think as an adult, it's maybe time to say yes to something I'm a little afraid of and jump in more. And that's kind of where I jumped in with Pokemon with my kiddo, because it does challenge me a little bit. But then if I'm going too slow, he gets frustrated and just tells me what it is. So I need to tell him he has to wait for mom. But I maybe do need to find some more card games to give a try. There are some really stunning new board games that I also haven't tried that I think would be a great addition into our household. Not the standard board games that I played growing up, but there are some new really cool ones. So I want to know how you guys incorporate play into your life, into your family, and specifically, how do you incorporate play for just you? And please don't tell me that going for a run every day is your play, because I know for 98% of people, you are doing that for exercise. And though you might enjoy it, that is not play in my definition. So what do you do for pure joy, for fun, for silliness, for you? Let me know. I hope you make some time to get out and play in a way that's different from what you normally do. Find some joy and silliness, explore something new, and just have a little goofy time. It is so revitalizing to kind of mind, body, spirit, but it's also really relaxing, and it can really connect you if you have people to go out and kind of play with. So even though as adults we don't always make the time to play, we definitely should and we definitely can. So bring a little play into your week this week and let me know how it goes. You can find me anywhere on the internet, Instagram, YouTube, that's where I spend most of my time, even Facebook, at Emily D. Baker ESQ. And tell me how you're playing. Share with me how you're playing. Come see how I'm playing, because it's definitely something I am making a conscious effort to incorporate more into my everyday, because it is so beneficial to overall well-being. And isn't that part of what being a shiny, sparkly badass is about? It's about overall well-being. It's about letting yourself shine through. And you're not shiny or sparkly if you're not having any fun. So bring back the play. Let me know.